अज्ञान शिविरांधस्य ज्ञानंजन शलाक चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृतासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानं पावन वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्णप्रेमप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै सदाले कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय सदभक्ताय भक्त्याविहीनाय अपराधलक्षे चित्ताश्च कामायुतः कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्न All glory to Guru and Gauranga and the devotees. I am very happy to come again in Singapore. Though we are not staying here more days, but again we will come. And there will be management of some good meetings and discourses. You know that in this world, anyone is so rich person who has come from very rest-cutted family. He is so big businessman. He has so many cars, so many properties. He has such beautiful son and daughter. So he thinks that I am happy in this world. But why do you preach that you should try to do bhajan? Why we say? If anyone is so happy, so rich, then you can go and one donation from him, and he sometimes rebukes, sometimes gives a little donation. But why you are telling him that, oh, you should do bhajan? What is the use of doing bhajan if anyone is happy in this world? Can you speak on this? You should tell more. Same subject.
Coming human beings, we have to be in good association and we have to surrender ourselves the lotus feet of Gonath as Gurudev under his guidance. We have to do bhajan. If we do bhajan, then our life will be successful. If we not do so, our life will be spoiled and we are killer of our own soul. Hare Krishna. Panchakalpatarupasya Kripasindhu Bhayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vishnavebhyo Namo
Sometimes in Singapore it's impossible to get back to the Buddha.
But I think that when we started to come,
we started later than four.
Oh. Our mother, four children, and householders, one sister, and so big family. And the householder himself was so strong that he had benediction from Brahma that he will not be old. He will be always very strong, beautiful, young. And he will not die in water, in the sky, on earth. Even any demon, human being or goddesses cannot kill him. He will not die in daytime or in night time. He will not die
in any year.
And any month he will not die. So he was like a
immortal.
Very strong. Even Brahma used to fear from him, who created this world. Even Shankar, all there, had so much fear from him. There were not at that time in whole world who can face, who can fight with him. Demigods used to carry order of that person. That person, who is that person, you know? Yes? Hiranyakashipu, father of Prahlad Maharaj. So, whole world was fearing from him. But there was a son of that person, his name was Prahlad Maharaj. He was at the age of 5 years. His age was 5 years. But he never cared for anyone, never feared from anyone. But there was a regular fight of words in his family with that boy, with Prahlad Maharaj. All the householders, father, mother, his sister, and brothers, and whole priests, all the persons were in the party of Hiranyakashipu, and that boy is alone in his party. They used to smoke, they used to take place, wine,
gambling
and everything, all whole family persons. But this boy never was engaged in any of all these things. They are very much worried for this boy. This boy is perhaps mad and he is not any intelligent. They get into school. That's where he will learn so much things, especially Rajniti, politics. How to earn money, how to have so much energy and power, and how to cheat others, and how to control others. General person thinks that by these things will be happy in this world. Our all efforts become for only these things. How to control others, how to have power, not to be defeated by anyone, and having so much beautiful wife, children, and all, so much wealthy. So those, he is owner of all these things, oh, they think that, oh, this is an intelligent person. So there was some cold war between son and
father
and family men. They wanted to tell the boy, to advise the boy that, why you are chanting Hari, Hari Na, You should not chant to her. In this world, we should also think in this world, what is truth? In this world, is there anything which is true? If anyone can tell that, oh, God is true, but we have no conception of any God, we have not seen general person, general mass, that not, they don't see God. But one thing is true. And what is true? Death is true. You know that death is true or mithyaki?
False.
False. Can you say death is true or false?
True.
How? How it is true? How you know that this world is this? Death is true?
We have seen it when
you
see it.
Huh?
We have seen it.
What do you see?
You see that everyone is dying.
You see that everyone is dying, old persons are dying and new one coming, and you realize this thing? That everyone is taking birth and after that they become
grow up,
they become young, and after that old, and after that they give up their body. So that is true. No? Sure. So we should think that that is sure. Truth. And one thing more. Anyone in this world who has not realized truth, that is God, creator of this God, destructor of this God, this world, he has not realization of anything transcendental. Whether he may be very rich person, he may be the president of Indonesia, like
Suharto.
For 20 or 25 years, he has been made president of Indonesia. And he was very richest person, and he was so much taking gratification, sense gratification. He has given so much power to his family person here and there, and he was thinking that I am monarch of all. Anyone cannot
remove me.
But what happened? But little boys like students, they made some
revolution.
And at last he has to. He fought so much, but he fell. And at last he has to quit his
post.
He's happy? Is he happy? There was a very beautiful lady in this world. His name was Diana.
Princess Diana.
He was married with Princess of Wales. Prince of Wales.
Prince Charles.
Huh?
Charles.
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 And he has two babies, two sons, very beautiful. Not very beautiful. But she was not satisfied with his husband. And the husband was also not satisfied. He wanted to have a love and affection from other girls, and she is used to have any Muslim
relationship.
They were not satisfied with this. Though they were so rich person, aristocratic family of Jewish, very intelligent, they have so much power, even they were not satisfied. So, in this world, also this is one truth, that anyone is not happy. All are suffering from something. You should realize this thing. Truth, death is true. And it is true that one day we will have to die, and any one of this world is not pure, happy. They are suffering something. What suffering? Like Dina, like Sukarna, now what?
Suharto.
And like Quintal. He has a very beautiful wife, daughter, But yet, he was loving, he had some affection for his office girl. And it made him so worried. So, after some time he will have to quit his presidentship also. And after that, what he will be, I don't know. So in this world, if anyone is always thinking of his family persons or anything, and he dies, then what he becomes in next, next life? What he is thinking now? I heard from anyone that a very rich person in England, he came to India for business, and he was meeting with my disciple Somnath in Delhi. He was telling that, oh, I'm very worried for my family. Who is your family? I have no wife, no children, nothing. But in my family there are 5 very beautiful horses and 4 dogs. He was so worried, and Delhi, so many calls to telephone that how they are doing. And if death will come, and he will think and that, oh, how my dogs are there. How dogs. And if death comes, then what will be?
Dogs.
You'll have to be dogs, surely dogs. So there is need that how can we can happy forever? These all things cannot make me as happy. One day when we will be sick, and it is not true, it is not decided that a man will not have cancer. I saw that in India, in very rich family, a boy of only 40 years, at once it was found that he has cancer. Less and less rupees were spent for him, but anyone could have said it. He went to America, he went to England, he went to so many countries for medical help, but anyone couldn't help him. At last, he became like mad, senseless, in coma he came, and at last he left his body. So, as a result, we should see that what should we do to be happy forever? Because we are not this mortal body. Not mortal body. We are part and parcel of God. We can change our body, but we cannot change our soul. Because as God is transcendental, this soul is also transcendental. But now, anyhow, having birth in this world, we are understanding that we are lady, we are male, we are human body, or this is tree. Tree is thinking that I am tree, and pigs and hawks are thinking that we are pigs and hawks, and they are satisfied in their this one. And they want to test more and more in that. They think that we are so much happy than human bodies also. As we think, whether we are rich or anything, we think we want to be happy in this stage. So Prahlad Maharaj, once in the council of the boys in his school, so many children were there. The children were of the son of demons like Hiranyakashipu and others. And their guru, their teacher was Shandamarka. What is the meaning of Shandamarka? Shanda means shahad. Shahad means bold. Angry wolf. And amarka of hell, there is no light. That is
darkness.
Those who are himself, like bull and like darkness, what they can teach to others? They can teach only worldly things which cannot make a person wise and happy. One day they had gone to any other place, and the boys were there, only the students were there, and the guru told that, Prahlad, you should be monitor of this school, this class, and you should manage all the boys not to quarrel themselves, and I'm coming just now. And they went. The boys told Prahlad Maharaj that we want to play and we should play. Prahlad Maharaj told that, oh, we will play a very good play. Listen to me. I want to say something to you. They became curious and he began to speak something. Oh, my dear boys, my friends, from very beginning of your life, from Kaumara, Acharita Prati, from childhood, we should try to do bhajan of Krishna. Krishna is supreme personality of Godhead. There are so many gods and demigods, so many. But supreme personality of God is himself Krishna. Who is God? From whom? Who is the generator? Who is?
Operator.
And who is the surface of the whole world? From whom all world comes, and on whom in the last all emerges. He is God. So there are so many gods. But supreme personality of God is Krishna himself. It will take so much time to explain all these things, but very briefly I am telling. So, Kaumar, Acharit, Pragyon, those who are so intelligent. Those who are not intelligent, they will learn how to be happy in this world, to collect money and to be duplicitor and those. And to read
politics.
But those who are intelligent, most intelligent, that who began their bhajan sadhana, to know who is Krishna, how to please God, how to please Krishna, and how to be happy in this world and after this world, and who am I? Really, they are so intelligent. So from the very beginning of childhood, we should try to know all these things. From where we can know? Common general person cannot tell all these things. Really, those who are intelligent, those who have realized all these things, those who have practiced, and those who have realized Krishna, and those who are serving Krishna eternally, only they can explain all these things. So go to them, and in their association, you should learn all these things. And very bad childhood, you should try to serve that Krishna. They told, answered, Prahlad, we don't know all these things. Now you will have to go to school and read ABCD or anything, these things. And we will have to be happy, wealthy, and so very wise and intelligent. In boyhood, we should not be religious minded or renounce person. They should not give up all these things. When will be young, and in young age will be married with very beautiful girl, and that will be very beautiful and strong daughters and sons, and will taste what is this world. And after that, when we will be old, then we can chant and remember Krishna, otherwise not. What Prahlad Maharaj told, you remember? Rukam Prabhu, you remember what Prahlad Maharaj told? You should speak something. What? You should listen it and try to take in your heart. And from very boyhood, what is the boyhood? What is called boyhood? From beginning of the sense, because you should.
After this, then one day, Hiranyakashipu was sitting in his court, and he was
more about this. Something. Yes. That all that when we will be bigger, then we will chant and remember. But now we are so. So we will do after that. Then what Prahlad Maharaj answered? What he answered? What? You remember? It is not certain that when anyone will die. A boy of five, even a boy in the womb of his mother, he may die. When I was in India and was to come here, a very beautiful girl was married, and he was some children in his home, and he was in now, she was pregnant, and he was in hospital, and in hospital she was operated. The operation was so dangerous. Anyhow, it was operated, and a boy of only 6 months, dead boy, was taken out. So even a boy in the womb can die. Even a boy coming in this world, in a minute or two, they can die. And any old person in the age of 120 or 130 years, he may not die. A person who is so much
suffering,
but yet he is alive, he may be alive at so many years, and a very young person, he may die by cancer, TB, or so many, in a moment, his heart can be fed, his heart can be fed. So he may die. So there is no certainty that you will be young. So from very beginning, you should try to chant and remember. If he will be old, and it may be that you will attack with so many diseases that you cannot see, like this. We see that so many young boys also cannot sit like that. Like this. They cannot see. So if you will be old and attacked with so many diseases, how you can sit and how can you remember? Sometimes we see that there is a word samadhi, trance. What is trance? Sleepiness is not trance. They shake their mind to go here and there, and they become idle, some of them. And they come on zero, and they sleep and they think that this is samadhi. But really this is not samadhi, trance. entrance, the soul, our mind becomes so energetic, always thinking, reminding of Krishna at that time. So much thinking, so much realization of Krishna, serving totally at that time, like Vyas in Samadhi or Goswami in Samadhi. So they will sit like this in an energetic way. And by the grace of Krishna, everything will come automatically in their heart. Krishna will come. This is Transar Samadhi. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling that there is no certainty that you will be young and you will be old. Even in Dutay, you can die. So from beginning of your life, you should try to chant and remember and learn from any bona fide guru. He told this, Dhanan's children's store,